Last week, tech industry leaders published an open letter declaring that a Donald Trump presidency would be a disaster for innovation. Many of the signees are based in Silicon Valley, not much Seattle representation. I asked Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton, how much concern is there?
There is real concern in the industry. Remember, many of these tech people are libertarian, and so they're not necessarily against Republicans. But their main concern is what is perceived as Trump's anti-immigrant stance. Remember, many tech founders are immigrants themselves. The tech industry depends on, and or depending on how you see it, wants high-quality immigrant labor. And they believe that Trump's perceived intolerance is very bad for a creative economy.
And what kind of long-term impact could that have on the innovation economy, as some people like to call it?
Well, it depends on whether he or not he wins the election. If he wins the election and he goes through with his plans and there is a chilling effect, then it could have an effect on the technology economy and on creativity. An unspoken problem is that the platform and the GOP Congress's austerity is also very anti-research. And so that's a bigger problem, if anything, for the tech industry.
How would Donald Trump's policies affect us here in Seattle and the tech economy here?
Well, I think that as a blue region in a purple state, we certainly wouldn't have any friends in the White House. Trump is against the current trade status quo. So he wants to get tough with China. He's talked about imposing tariffs as high as 45%. That might lead to a trade war. That would be very bad for Washington, which is one of America's most trade-dependent, or if you want to look at it, trade-vulnerable states.
So that's touching on the tech economy for a moment. But if we look larger at exports, our state relies on trade. Trump has talked about renegotiating trade deals that he's described as bad, quote unquote. What could that mean for the Washington economy?
Well, Washington is the third largest merchandise exporter among the states, which is astounding when we're not the third largest in population. So we have the highest per capita export footprint. We also have a huge service export footprint through companies like Microsoft. So if the trade paradigm broke down nasty and bad, and I'd say a trade war, then Washington would be hurt worse than a lot of other states. We have a tremendous number of jobs that are dependent on trade. The other issue is that Boeing is our biggest export driver here. The Republicans in general are not friends of Boeing, and have especially one Republican senator tried to keep blocking the import-export bank, which Boeing uses for certain deals. And so it would be interesting to see if a Trump White House would be as friendly toward Boeing as previous administrations of both parties have been.
I'm talking with John Talton, the economics columnist at the Seattle Times. John, one other story to touch on. You just mentioned Boeing. The company is celebrating 100 years in business this month. You say predictions are risky, but we can make some informed assumptions about the next 100 years. What do you think it's going to look like?
Well, for the near term, we know pretty much from what's happening now. There's going to be a push to cut costs even further. There's going to be questions about what happens when this big order pipeline is done, and especially with the 737 and Airbus competition. And there will be more automation in the factories. Boeing will continue to be a big deal here. Will they drop another bombshell in our lap demanding further tax incentives? That's a possibility, too. Now, when you go further out, things get a lot more complicated.
Is there anything about the potential deal with Boeing and Iran that gives you some insight into what kinds of deals the company will be making 20, 30, 50 years from now.
Boeing is a global company, and so Boeing will be reaching out to as many nations as possible, as will Airbus, as will its eventual Chinese competition, as is Canadair. And so we always have to remember that this is a true multinational company, and it's going after the deals where it can find them.
John Talton, economics columnist at the Seattle Times. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Kim.